Shalom. This is Pastor Sam. Welcome to Parsha Perusal. It's great to be with you again today. I'm from sunny, it's now sunny, Northern California. And we're going to be looking at a very interesting passage today in the Torah found in Leviticus 26:3 through 27:34. And it's Bechu Kotai. So that's the Parsha, Bechu Kotai. And we're only going to be looking at Leviticus 26:3 through 13 today. So let's go ahead and pray. Father, we just come to you right now. Avinu Malkeinu, our Father and our King. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your Torah. We ask right now that you will give us understanding of your Torah through your Ruach HaKodesh, through your Holy Spirit. We are so grateful for the Torah that you have given us, which gives us an understanding of your nature and who you are, and also of our nature and what we need to change to be more like you and to be holy. So give us understanding once again today, we pray in Yeshua's name, amen. All right, so we're looking at Leviticus 26:3, and we're just gonna be looking at 26:3 through 13. I'm gonna go ahead and read that. If you walk in my statutes and keep my commandments and perform them, then I will give you rain in its season. The land shall yield its produce, and the trees of the field shall yield their fruit. Your threshing shall last till the time of vintage, and the vintage shall last till the time of sowing. You shall eat your bread to the full and dwell in your land safely. I will give peace in the land, and you shall lie down, and none will make you afraid. I will rid the land of evil beasts, and the sword will not go through your land. You will chase your enemies, and they shall fall by the sword before you. 5 of you shall chase 100, and 100 of you shall put 10,000 to flight. Your enemies shall fall by the sword before you. For I will look on you favorably and make you fruitful, multiply you, and confirm my covenant with you. You shall eat the old harvest and clear out the old because of the new. I will make my tabernacle among you, and my soul shall not abhor you. I will walk among you and be your God, and you shall be my people. I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, that you should not be their slaves. I have broken the bands of your yoke and made you walk upright. So this is a really, just a really cool passage here where God is giving them a conditional promise. And once again, it is conditional. It says, if you walk in my statutes and keep my commandments and perform them. So it's not just about knowing them. It's also about keeping them and performing them, doing them. There's a whole bunch of blessing that comes with being obedient to God. And we see that here. God goes on to say, then I will give you rain in its season. The land shall yield its produce, and the trees of the field shall yield their fruit. So we look at seasonal rain coming at just the right time so that things can grow. And the land shall yield its produce. So that would be like the wheat and the rice. In our location up here, it would be rice. And, fruit of the ground. And then the trees of the field also shall yield their fruit. So fruit trees as well. Your threshing shall last till the time of vintage. And the vintage shall last till the time of sowing, and you shall eat your bread to the full and dwell in your land safely. So basically, you're going to be well-fed and you're going to be safe if you keep my commandments. That's what the Lord says. If you keep my commandments, you will be well-fed because rain will come at the right season. Everything will grow like it's supposed to. And you know, this promise is obviously, in context, it is for the Israelites when they went into the promised land. It's for the Israelites in context. But I would also say that any country that puts the Lord first and seeks after God would be blessed in this way as well. So this can be applied to other countries as well as they seek the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They still have to seek the God of Israel. There is no other God. So this isn't, if you seek your own God, that you will be blessed. There is no other God. So if you seek the one true God, the God of Israel, even if you're not Israel, you will still be blessed. But this is specifically to God's people, that in context, it is to Israel. He goes on in verse 6 of Leviticus 26 to say, I will give you peace in the land, and you shall lie down, and none will make you afraid. In other words, you know, if people are obeying his commands, if they are doing them, if they're keeping the statutes, you're going to have people who are going to treat other people with respect. They're not going to be stealing. They're not going to be killing. They're not going to be, trying to get other people in trouble. They're not going to be fighting amongst themselves. So you will have peace in the land. You shall lie down and none will make you afraid. I will rid the land of evil beasts. So any creatures that could hurt you, God would take care of. And the sword will not go through your land. So there won't be, attacks with the sword and wicked things happening, brutal killings and stuff happening in the land. You will chase your enemies, and they shall fall by the sword before you. In other words, if a nation rises against Israel, that nation would be defeated if Israel is doing what they're supposed to be doing. The power that they're going to have here, it says, 5 of you shall chase 100, and 100 of you shall put 10,000 to flight. Your enemies shall fall by the sword before you. For I will look on you favorably, God says, and I will make you fruitful, multiply you, and confirm my covenant with you. And this is God basically saying here that if they obey his commandments, if they keep his statutes, if they do the things that he's told them to do in the Torah, that he would look on them favorably and make you fruitful, he says. I will make you fruitful and multiply you and confirm my covenant with you. And so, you know, Israel, unfortunately, even within the first and second generation, had already fallen away. They already were not keeping God's command. They very quickly went to other gods. They began doing practices that were totally against Torah. Unfortunately, that's the same thing that has happened to God's people today, that has happened to the church today. When I say God's people, the church is grafted into Israel. They don't replace Israel. Even the church that has been grafted into Israel has not kept the commandments of the Lord. And the difference there is we have the Ruach HaKodesh. We have the power of the Holy Spirit to keep the commandments, to follow the Lord, to be obedient, and yet still the church has wandered away. And I believe that if the church in the different countries that we're in, if we call out to God, if we humble ourselves, if we repent, that God will do a work in our land as well. If you look at verse 10, it says, you shall eat the old harvest and clear out the old because of the new. In other words, you'll have so much food, your old harvest will still be there when it's time for the new harvest to come in. Verse 11, I will set my tabernacle among you, and my soul shall not abhor you. And this is number one. God is saying here, I can even dwell in your midst, and I won't abhor you because of your sin. You know, if we're keeping his commandments, if we're keeping his statutes, if we're doing the things that he's called us to do, if we're being obedient, if we're loving, you know, what was Jesus's command? Love each other as I have loved you. That's what Yeshua told us to do. Love each other as I have loved you. Just as he was willing to give his very life for us, and that kind of love. Also, what else did Yeshua do to show that he loved us? Well, he gave us understanding of the Father. He introduced us to his Father so that we could be with the Father just as he is with the Father. But here, God is saying, I will set my tabernacle among you. God wants so much. He wants to dwell among his people. But it's our sin that makes that impossible. And not because sin is more powerful than God. And many times that's how people treat it. No, it's because God doesn't want to have to wipe us all out. And sin can't be in the presence of God. It is consumed when God shows up in his glory. Look at verse 12. of Leviticus 26 is, it says, I will walk among you and be your God, and you shall be my people. That there's that aspect of fellowship. Living among you, that's what God says he wants to do. I want to live among you. And then he goes on to say, and if you do this, I will walk among you. I will walk among you, and you shall be my people. I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt. He's reminding them here, I brought you out of the land of Egypt, that you should not be their slaves. I have broken the bands of your yoke and made you walk upright. So God's saying here, you used to walk stooped over in slavery and in chains, not able to function, but I have delivered you. You are my people, and I set you free not to be brought back into bondage again. You know, God didn't set his people free to go back into bondage. He set them free so that they could live, walking upright with no shame, walking in his presence and fellowshipping with him and with each other. He set them free to walk in holiness before him, not to walk in sin again, not to walk in the bondage of sin. It says in the Brit Hadashah, the New Testament or the New Covenant, that if the Son makes you free, you will be free indeed. And that's exactly what Yeshua came to do. Yeshua came to set us free. And not just from a physical bondage. He set his people free from the physical bondage back in Exodus. But he came and took that yoke upon himself, that yoke of our sin, that bondage that we had of sin. He took that upon himself, and he went to the cross, and he paid for that. And because he did that work, it makes us holy. It makes us free. He set us free because he paid the bondage price, you could say. He paid the price that was necessary so that we could be free. And so, same thing that the Lord did here, he paid the price, you could say. He went and delivered his people, and not so they could be slaves again, but that they could walk in freedom. So this passage talks about the conditional promise that if the children of Israel walk in the statutes and keep the commandments of the Lord their God and perform them, that they will have blessing, that all of the blessing that we just talked about. In the Brit Hadashah, Yeshua says, if you love me, keep my commandments. If you love me, if you really love me, keep my commandments. And so that's the challenge to us as if you're listening and you are a believer in Yeshua, the challenge is to keep his commandments, to really manifest that we do love him. If you're not a believer yet, maybe you're Jewish, but you don't believe in Jesus at this point, I would love to talk to you. There's contact information on my podcast, and you can get a hold of me through Hare Yeshua Ministry. I would love to chat with you. I'd love to talk to you and find out what you do believe, and also explain why I believe Yeshua is the Messiah. Well, for those of us that are believers, we have the challenge of being obedient by loving the Lord and loving each other. And those who are not, I want to encourage you. All you have to do is put your trust in the work of of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Messiah. That's all you have to do. Put your trust in the work of Yeshua HaMashiach. And if you put your trust in him, and you know, you can say that by expressing yourself in a prayer from your heart, you know, just saying, Yeshua, I believe in you. I trust in you. I believe that your sacrifice fully paid for my sin, and that you've set me free from the bondage of sin. And I do believe that I am a sinner. That is something that we all need to recognize, is that we are all sinners. Yet at the same time, we believe that Yeshua took that sin upon himself, and he has made us righteous by his work. And so today, it's about obedience. Today, it's about love. Back then, it was about obedience as well, and you could say love, but it was a lot harder in the sense that there was basically a mandate that you had to keep the Torah. And if you didn't keep it exactly right, you were either kicked out of the community. In some cases, you were killed, you know, because of your lack of obedience, because of the lack of obedience. But today, when we disobey, it says, we have an advocate with the Father. Today, when we sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. And what it says in Scripture in 1 John 1:9, that if we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. What a hope we have in him. We can walk clean again. We can walk holy again. We can come into the very throne room of God, not here on earth, but in heaven. What a blessing all of that is. All right. Well, thanks for joining me today. I hope you have a good week. Let's go ahead and pray. Father God, we are so grateful once again to you for the way that you have opened the door for us to fellowship with you. Lord, just as you said to your people back then, if you keep my commandments, if you do those things that I've asked you to do, Lord, you list here all the blessings that you will pour on your people. The biggest blessing, though, is that you will tabernacle with us. And Father, we thank you that you have made that possible, that you now tabernacle with us. Your Holy Spirit dwells inside of us. What an incredible blessing that you tabernacle, you live in us. This is what you desired for your people all this time. This is what you really wanted. And yet so many times, those of us who have received Yeshua, we have no understanding of just the incredible opportunity, the incredible privilege we have of you tabernacling with us, your Spirit dwelling within us. So Father, give us revelation of who you really are. Give us revelation of your Spirit dwelling within us. Help us to fear you in the right way, the way we should, and to seek your face and to be obedient. Just as Jesus, Yeshua said, if you love me, keep my commandments. So Father, we just pray that you'll help us to do that this week, today, the rest of the day, and throughout this week. Yivarecha Adonai v'yishmarecha, Ye'er Adonai panav elecha vehunecha, Yisa Adonai panav elecha, V'yasem lecha shalom. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. B'shem Yeshua HaMashiach Sar HaShalom. In the name of Yeshua, our Messiah, the Prince of Peace. Amen.